Here we go. It's hour number five of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Salute to the Tolos that have made it by today's broadcast position here. The Brass Tap in Rockwall, right off of on the other side of 30. I can see Sunnyvale from here, you know, so it was about a 15-minute drive for me. It's great to be out here on the farther east side here in the G-Bag Nation. And thanks to Stella Artois for making it happen once again. They've had us out and about. And it's always a good time. So we still have an hour to come fellowship with us, get something to drink, something to eat. Say hi, Brian.
Friday. I thought I hit the right button. Friday, we're at the Omni.
Yeah, in Frisco.
In Frisco.
At the Star.
Finishing up our tour before we head to the Super Bowl and stuff. So
can't wait.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Okay, it's time for a conference championship edition of TD Tuesday. Probably going to hear all seven of the Eagles' rushing touchdowns more in one day than the Cowboys had season long. Holy cow. Here they are, Woolchuck and Chia Follow.
All right, let's do it. It is Conference Championship Sunday's edition of TD Tuesday.
Boom shakalak, boom shakalak, boom shakalak, TD Tuesday shakalak.
Conference title TDs live from Brass Tap and Rockwall. It doesn't get any better than this, and we are going to bounce around a little bit. We're not going to do the chronological TDs. We are going to bounce around TD to TD throughout a football Sunday that was really one for the ages. We're going to start at Arrowhead
College
with Mr. James Cook, 6 yards to pay dirt.
Hand off to Cook, going to bounce it to the outside, gets the edge, and the Cook is in the kitchen for a 6-yard touchdown run. The Bills go tempo and have this Chiefs defense with their hands on their hips, and they have the lead as well.
Hands on the hips. Hands on the
Bills radio with the call. Fantastic.
They're
James
cooking.
Cook. He had himself a ball game. I'll tell you what, out of the backfield, Joe Brady knows how to dial it up, passing it to his running backs.
Yeah.
And they decided to not allow James Cook to touch the football in that final drive of the Bills game.
Probably should have done it more. Probably should have thrown the ball to him a little bit more. All right, let's stick with the Bills. And this was Josh Allen finding Curtis Samuel.
It's an orbit motion. Allen in the shotgun takes the snap. Allen looking, fires, and it's complete to Curtis Samuel for the touchdown. 4th and goal is good for Buffalo. And with 6:15 left, Curtis Samuel showed up late to the party, but someone will tell you he was right on time.
That's a pretty good call. Pretty good call there from the Bills Radio Network.
Man, here. That guy's right on the edge of pandemonium, isn't he?
He was really hoping to get the Super Bowl call.
He was just moments away from having his heart ripped out of his body.
If only he knew.
It could be true.
Into the turf.
You are dreaming.
All right, now we have, how about Mac Hollins, dude? Big Mac Hollins,
yes.
Who shows up barefoot to games. He's borderline shirtless all the time. He's ripped up and shredded. He doesn't have a television in his house, but he found a way to make a play for a touchdown.
Back to pass, looking left, pressure coming, fires a deep shot over the shoulder, and did he pull it in for a touchdown? Holy cow, Mac Hollins did! It's a 34-yard touchdown strike!
And that was fantastic. That was one of those moments where you're like, okay, we still have a ball game here, because it was 21-10. If you go into half down double digits to Mahomes at Arrowhead,
forget about it. You
already don't have a chance, but you really don't have a chance. Now my entertainment for the next hour and a half goes out the window. But when Mac Hollins caught that ball, it was like, okay, let's settle in, boys. We got two more quarters of, Mahomes' inevitability.
You know, I watched Mac Hollins teach me how to clean a microwave the other day. Have you ever seen his social media account?
No.
He does a lot of,
I didn't think he believed in technology.
He does a lot of helpful things, like how to use, how to clean your rugs.
His bare hands.
It's crazy. He posts all these videos about how to clean up things and how to make things look better.
When a microwave gets past a certain point, I think it's just time to throw it out, get a new one, isn't it?
Oh,
he's got
special formulas he's put together and stuff to make it, he's actually pretty, it's like a pretty helpful stuff.
Yeah, I need the spaghetti sauce formula myself.
Oh, that's a bad one.
Got a cake cover that situation.
I didn't know Matt Collins was an OnlyFans, so it's amazing.
It pops, you know?
Yeah, boom.
Oh, you got to cover it up. All right, let's go to the Kansas City Radio Network, where Chiefs Kingdom once again will be going into the Super Bowl, and the party started really with Kareem Hunt.
They give it off. Left side, Kareem Hunt at the 10, angling to the 5, into the end zone, left side, touchdown, Kansas City. It's a 90-yard drive to start the AFC Championship game.
Yeah, what a start for the Chiefs as well. Chiefs Radio Network with the call. I mean, Josh Allen comes out of the gates, and he's having like two or three balls dropped as interceptions that could have been.
Yeah.
And Mahomes is starting the game with just a dialed, well-oiled machine. Hey, shout out to Juju Smith-Schuster, by the way. How many people were reminded that he was on the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday? It was like, what are we doing here, man?
He's dad bod now.
Big-time plays.
And was it Brian Cook? Is that the safety that kept
Brian Cook, yes, number six. Okay. He was aggravating to start that game. God, if you're a Chiefs fan, what are
he's
you doing,
bro? He's the guy that
bro?
Likes the Sprite during the games. So we played that audio earlier in the year.
Oh, that's the guy?
He's the Sprite guy.
Well, he might need to switch things up a bit because he started the game just dropping stone.
Get some caffeine in there. Let's really go to Mountain Dew.
He did. He started out flat.
Get some pep in your step.
All right, now we head to back to Kansas City where Pat Mahomes, 3 yards away from pay dirt.
The Chiefs a short roll to the right side. Mahomes, he'll keep it stringing right side and puts his right shoulder into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. A seventh rushing touchdown in the postseason for Mahomes. That's the most in Kansas City Chiefs history. And it puts the Chiefs up 20-10.
And he likes to deliver a blow at the goal line. Remember when he truck-sticked the safety for the Niners?
Yes, and that's when we got the explosion alien-sounding noise, and we didn't get one there.
Yeah, you're right.
I was hoping we'd get one there. I thought it was Mahomes rushing TDs. It wasn't, because there was no alien noise.
Well, there's a...
Ridiculous.
There's another opportunity for it, right? Didn't Mahomes go again?
Yes, this is just the fifth time since 2019 when Patrick Mahomes dislocated his kneecap that the Kansas City Chiefs have called a designed run. When did they do it? Nut-cutting time. Here it is, first and goal at the 10. Pat Mahomes, we're calling your number.
First down play. Mahomes keeps it on an RPO at the 5. Gets a lead block. He goes into the end zone near side. Touchdown, Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes, a 16-yard run. His second rushing touchdown of the game.
Outstanding stuff, dude. Mahomes with his legs. It's a cheat code, and it really gets unveiled once you get to postseason time.
Haven't been that many blows at the goal line since Eugene Robinson was with the Falcons.
Oh, good pull, my friend.
That is.
All right, do we have more Pat Mahomes? Yes, we do. Not with his legs, though. This time with his arm to the Texas man himself, Xavier Worthy.
Mahomes looking left. Pass caught at the 5-yard line. Angling inside. Leaping forward, Xavier Worthy. Touchdown, Kansas City. Burning the defender on the near side, Cole Bishop. And the Chiefs get an 11-yard touchdown pass, Mahomes, to the rookie Xavier Worthy.
We knew that was going to be a big one. No Taylor Rapp in the ball game. One of the better safeties, especially for that Bills defense. And you have Mr. Bishop, the rookie, in there, deer in the headlights at Arrowhead with Mahomes and the speed of Worthy. He didn't stand a bleeping chance. There was no way he's going to stop Xavier Worthy
Xavier
from
Worthy
getting in the midst of those TDs.
All right, let's go to the swollen tongue guy, Merrill Reese. One of the best in the business.
Legend.
He's incredible. And Jalen Hurts also was pretty damn incredible in this game.
Hurts under center. Hurts sneaks. Pushes. He's in. Touchdown.
I mean, he sounds like he got stung by a bee.
Look at that, man. What an efficient call right there.
Yeah, very efficient.
From Merrill.
Man,
dude.
A few words.
That's one of the best. One of the best. Merrill, what else you got for us?
Well, here's what we got for you. We got Jalen Hurts through the air to Mr. A.J. Brown. He put the book down, and he put the ball in his hands.
Pitches it out to Barkley. Takes off to the outside. He's at the 50. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. He's going to go. 15, 10, 5. Barkley, 60 yards on his opening touch.
60 yards on the first touch. That's unbelievable.
Saquon Barkley, not A.J. Brown, but still TDs galore, nonetheless.
TDs galore, absolutely. Okay, should we just go to Washington because I don't want to hear more filthy?
Yeah.
Let's go to Jaden Daniels, and this is when I thought maybe, just maybe, the Commanders still had a chance.
Here's the snap. He's rolling out to the right. Cuts back against the grain. Gets to the 5. Into the end zone.
Can you just imagine what that Commanders radio call would be like if they had won this game?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, they would have self-combusted.
Yeah.
They really would have.
Their heads might have exploded.
Yeah. Bram Weinstein and London Fletcher,
yep.
I believe.
Yep.
Yeah, you can sense the buildup, you know, and how disappointing they've been for so long. It's coming through over the airwaves.
Well, and they were granted great opportunities for amazing walk-off moments all year long. I mean, how many great
his call of that Hail Mary amazing. Against the Bears was just like looking. You know, I mean, he was just kind of
painting that picture.
Yeah.
London Fletcher bringing all the energy as well. Yep. He's homering it up. And as a Commanders listener, that's what you want. Yes, London, lose your mind right now. Woo! We are all losing our collective minds. Yeah. Here's Jaden Daniels to scary Terry McLaurin.
Here's Daniels. He goes week four. Throws over the middle. Terry McLaurin caught it at the 30. Still on his feet at the 20. Cuts away from a defender. 10, 5, to the end zone. Touchdown, once again, 17 with another legacy moment in the playoffs.
Listen, three things, three guarantees in life, death, taxes, and Terry McLaurin winning on the slap route, and that's exactly what happened there.
It's a hell of a
there
goal.
You go, London.
Hell of a job by London Fletcher there. And really, them along with the Lions, they probably get the vote for best radio
Cincinnati?
Move. Cincy every year is one of our favorites.
Minnesota? Nobody's emotions go up and down more than Paul Allen.
When their team doesn't play well, yes, but
he's like, "What are you doing?"
I think every T-Day Tuesday, it was Washington and Detroit. They're really holding it down for us. And Gene, of course, with the Bucks. Yeah. Gene always lets us.
Remember that, like Paul, like throw the ball.
Yeah. No. Sam Darnold's getting sacked nine times.
The sad calls are really good in Minnesota. There's TD Tuesday.
Appreciate you, Wolchuk. Are you guys sensing some Cowboys fans out there that are actually starting to root for Philadelphia?
Yes.
To maximize the Cowboys' humiliation? I can't quite go there.
I can't either.
And I don't know if the Joneses care.
They don't. That's the big thing. That's the big thing that we have to understand. We thought they were going to care about the Commanders getting to the championship game and now forcing the Cowboys to have to wear it as being the longest tenured team to not get to the NFC championship game, but they don't seem to care at all. Yep. They think it's all a fugazi and we're just making it up. It's a narrative and it's air quotes.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother them at all.
Everything's going great.
What I want is for the Eagles to become more valuable financially. And that is what would actually tick off the Joneses.
Well, you know, this is progressing, I think, at least in that department, you know, because the more Philadelphia wins. But I think for them, it might be Philadelphia's winning. So when we play them twice next year, if we have a winning record, this game is going to be even bigger. You know, it just improves the marketability of two of your 17 games.
Yeah. Well, and so I don't know if four with the Commanders.
Yeah.
They're probably excited about it.
That's right. Okay, we're live here at the Brass Tap in Rockwall. Come say hi. We'll be here until 7 o'clock. Great place to get something to eat. I mean, I had one of the best shrimp baskets of my life shortly before the show. I know we've all enjoyed what we've gotten. And salute to Stella Artois for bringing us out here once again. So we'll be back, Wolchuk, with a little bit of a birthday roast, right?
Yeah, we're going to hand things over to Lucius Alexander back in the Pimp Cup. It is a nosebleed seat / G-Bag Nation Classic. If somebody's got a birthday, what are the stupid things you've said on the air? Eric, we're going to get you. It's the B-Day Roast next.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. We have a birthday in the G-Bag Nation. Eric Chiafalo, I think, turning 31. If I'm not mistaken.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Segment's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is injured in a car, truck, wreck due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Find them online, frankelfirm.com. Back to the Pimp Cup we go. Here's Lucius with the birthday roast.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, sir. Happy birthday to you. Yeah.
Appreciate that.
31.
It's my Jason Terry year.
Young Chiafalo in the building. Young Chiafalo right there. Boy, your nuts ain't even dropped yet.
I know, man. I'm still waiting.
All right, let's see here. Where are we going to start? Where should we start? You had a question for Stephen Jones? You want to start there?
Yes. Damn. Let's kick it off with the best, huh?
Or should we start it with the stutter evolution? I don't know.
Oh, that's a good one to ease into things.
Okay. All right. I'll do that one because I have no idea what this is, and it might be kind of funny. Shout out to you, Eric.
These sports are so cyclical, and they're and it's they
are they have evolution.
So what have you done for me lately, Lee?
Evolution.
Save evolution. You can hear. You can. You
You're searching for the word.
The stutter is just acting as a defense mechanism.
Evolution.
For not knowing the word I'm going for.
It's so good.
Damn. Yeah, that's hilarious. I like that. Reminds me of another little stutter clip I have saved in this folder somewhere. I might find it in a second for you, but let's go to you. Another one. Confused, crappy question to Jared. Must be Jared Sandler. Mm.
Is this like the night before first day of school vibes for you? Is this like the most or one of the most excited eve of opening day you've ever been?
Sorry.
Jared couldn't even control his answer. I'm sorry. Like you've ever been?
Perhaps the worst question ever asked into a microphone.
No, we'll get better.
Jared's answer to that was even better than Steven's answer to the longest question ever.
Yeah, he was tickled by my incompetence.
Let's see what we got right here. I really don't know what I'm talking about is the title of this clip. Highlighting my man Eric Chiafalo on his birthday.
So I really don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Very, very quick and to the point.
Can't argue with it. All right, let's see here. What else we got for you boys? Tony Gwynn. Tony Gwynn.
This is great.
This is bad. This was in the G-Bag Nation. This was gut-wrenching.
Yeah, we were live at the ballpark.
Yeah, we were.
Damn.
My favorite thing throughout March Madness and the Final Four with your San Diego Aztecs was doing a little reading up on them and discovering that you, Tony Gwynn Jr., are the all-time assist leader for their basketball team. And that was my favorite stat of the day throughout the month of March.
Now, I got to tell you, that's not me. I wish I was the all-time assist leader. That is actually my pops, who is the all-time assist leader for the Aztecs. It's still a record he holds to this day. It's amazing. It's almost been 40 years, and nobody's broken it yet. So a lot of people don't know. He was a pretty good hooper, for sure.
Yeah, including myself, as Walchuk is laughing at me. I thought that was you, and it's actually your dad. So joke's on me, Tony. Joke's on me.
Easily confused there, Tony. We love you, buddy. We really appreciate you.
that was the goodbye of the interview. That was the walk-off.
We're not coming back from this one. He answered it great, though. He didn't feel terrible about it.
He could have embarrassed.
He was very classy about that. Thank you, Tony Gwynn Jr.
I just like how you set that up. Yeah, I've been reading, and this is my favorite question.
I'm so knowledgeable on this.
I've been reading. I know my subject matter before I go on the air.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it sucks.
I should backdoor that one with that long-ass question from Stephen Jones.
You know, one of the things, Stephen, I think most fans are, really curious about, not just with the Cowboys, but really across the league, it's one thing that fans and people like to talk about is just, you know, what the process is of making these in-game decisions in the moment. And it always really ends up falling back onto the plate of the head coach ultimately. But the process involved, how many people are involved in these decisions? For example, Greg Zuerlein, 59-yard field goal. Some people would say, hey, maybe you should go for it there or whatever it may be. Or calling a timeout or, any type of in-game, in-the-moment decision. And I'm curious, kind of, what is the process like? Ultimately, when it's in that moment, is it really just Mike McCarthy deciding for himself, kind of based on the knowledge he has in lead up or whatever it is, just kind of a gut decision for him? Or are there people in his ear saying, hey, we should probably kick the field goal here, or hey, we should call the timeout here? What is it in game, the process like, when it comes to making those sort of game management decisions?
Well, you covered a lot of territory there.
How much do you hate listening to that?
It is so painful. And it's not a Band-Aid ripper. I mean, you got to really sink into that one.
Oh, it's long.
I needed the timeout.
That was terrific. I can't believe it was a bet payoff a year ago I asked that question.
It's really incredible.
Verbatim.
Verbatim,
that's
dude.
That's incredible.
That was incredible awesome. It's my retirement speech as well for bet payoff, apparently.
Yeah. It's pretty good one to go out on.
No, next week's big payoff week for Dawson.
We're going big. We're going big. Every day on Radio Row, bet payoff.
Oh, my gosh. Stephen Jones laughed at you at the end of that question, though.
No,
he took
a lot of ground there.
A lot of ground there. Oh, you said a lot right there.
Holy crap, that's more than my dad talks.
Definitely not in a question drought.
Yeah. I'm not going to read the title to this one. I'll just play the audio.
My daughter Maya just crapped so hard that we had to run her under the shower.
That was one of my funniest moments of pandemic radio.
Yeah,
that was incredible.
That was when we lived at my parents' house the first year that we were married and we had the kid. It's COVID time, and during a commercial break, my wife's like, "Get in here! Like, I need help!" And it was a disaster.
Had a blowout.
Yeah. No doubt. It's just Zero and I. And then here comes Jerry. I'm like, "What the hell happened?"
Yeah, I was late getting back to the segment, so it was. Well, I had to be honest about that.
So good.
Sorry, Maya.
Well, some of it's like an exit wound on like a hollow tip point, you know, bullet or something like that.
Yes,
you can't put the baby down anywhere.
No,
you know, it's everywhere. Gosh, wherever you put it down, it's gonna have poop on it. So you're just like, let's get her over here to the shower.
I remember suggesting, like, should we go outside and hose her off?
Yeah, you know,
I said the hose.
Yeah,
down
just lay her down on the patio. Yeah.
Crap everywhere.
Yeah, that's fertilizer for the grass.
That's right.
Keeping it with the kids.
And then we'll dive into the high school boys.
Mm. Wow. That's unfortunate. That's really unfortunate, man. My man.
Very, very, very. That was a swimming story, I believe.
Uh-huh.
City house party, maybe.
Yes.
Odd. That the evidence is damning.
Consider yourself schlonged.
You had a... Yeah. He got schlonged. Pizza-thon. Shout out to Pizza-thon, KMC Masterpiece.
Oh, pepperoni.
Yeah, we got a Pizza-thon blunder here.
That's the Jason Garrett press conference, and they'll have more of that. KMC Masterpiece Pizza-thon coming up next.
Pizza-thon.
More of that.
Pizza-thon. Touchdown!
Oh, that's good.
Touchdown, Eagles.
I said it
Touchdown
like
Meryl Eagles.
That was very Meryl Reese.
That's some morning drinking? You were doing morning drive that day?
I was doing morning drive. There was no booze involved. I was just so disoriented.
Sleep deprivation will do it, too.
Yeah.
This is my favorite one. Yeah, you decided to hit your jewel mid-question.
Dalton Miller.
You was hitting a vape mid-question, bro. And it was so cloudy when you got
finished. That's amazing.
And at the NFL level, you need guys that are going to be able to cover.
Now, my other question for you is in regards to...
You ever hit a double perk?
My other question.
It was so cloudy.
It really was, dude.
Hold on. I got to hear it again, bro. I got to hear that part.
Now, my other question for you is in regards to... I thought Walchuk had the next question. We were doing pandemic radio, so you understand you're not quite in harmony. And so I see that, oh, wait, no, this is back to me. So mid-rib, had to let it fly.
Today's your birthday. And in honorable of today, I'm going to play this clip for you, buddy.
Oh, in honorable of today's day.
Honorable.
Stupid. I hate myself. This is actually really good news for, like, the Blake has to hear this and be like, hey, there's still a future.
Yeah, there's hope. There is hope.
Blake's got his notepad out right there.
Nah, he's flexing. Right, I'm looking right at him. He's flexing like, yeah, yeah. I can actually, there is a future for me here.
They won't fire me for these mistakes. Yeah.
Yeah, this is one of the first clips I ever heard you do, bro. That was so uncomfortable but still made me laugh. The awkward question to the wounded warrior, the amputee.
Yeah.
You know, you was asking the people about how they use the bathroom a lot.
Yeah, we were asking everybody, to be fair.
Yeah.
You know, it would have been a disservice to this guy if I didn't ask him.
Yeah, that was 100% your bag. It got awkward, though. He's an amputee.
Now, I'm curious. This is a, you guys are getting caught in the crosshairs on this conversation we've had on our show over the last couple of weeks. I'm just curious. Do you lose respect for any male brethren who tells you in confidence that in the comfort of their own home, they will elect to sit
to go pee. Now, BJ, we'll start with you. Is that something where it's immediate respect loss?
No, because some of my friends are missing both their legs, so you can't really, you know, give them too much crap about that. Sorry about the dog in the back.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm not rude. So.
Oh. No.
Some of my friends are missing both their legs.
I mean, just a total lack of understanding for really the time and place of the situation.
It's only the second most uncomfortable question we've ever heard of the fan. You guys know what the number one is, right?
No.
Are you embarrassed?
Was it the Brian Toe question? Like, does your wife have busted up food?
No, that's a pretty good one.
No. It was when Gavin Dawson asked Jerry Jones, is Dez Bryant going to go last Boy Scout on the field one day?
That was not it either. Although that's in contention.
Are you worried about him pulling out?
That's a good one.
That's in contention.
No, that's a good
Let's
one.
Dig that one out.
I think also top five or top ten would be me asking Vince Carter if he could still dunk good.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Will they get amnestied?
I mean, they kind of moved into a layup at some point in his career. But, no, it was R.J. Choppy asking Jim Kelly why he still lives in Buffalo.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ouchie. My son's buried there.
that was the response.
It might be tough to move. I'm surprised Chop didn't say, well, you can move the body, you know, get you down to Florida.
Jeez.
Dig right up. Yeah.
Jeez.
Would you need some shovels?
Man, I wish I had that audio of you asking Jerry Jones about Dez Bryant pulling out a gun, shooting somebody. Because you immediately said sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's a horrible question.
My bad. Terrible question.
Yeah.
Dump that, Lucius. Jeez. Jeez, dump that.
It was live at Premier Grilling.
Yep. But this is about Eric, because today is his birthday. Mr. Eric Chiafalo turning 31 on us. He had an awkward Dickie V situation.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Big Dub and Dick Vitale, he tweeted out literally just 30 minutes ago. He says, my report on the biopsy of the lymph node in my neck has arrived, and it is cancerous. With all the prayers I have received and the loving support of my family, friends, and ESPN colleagues, I will win this battle. Surgery on Tuesday will be a success. Thanks for all the prayers. So
is that a
so
dub?
that is not a dub, but it's a dub for positivity for Dick Vitale.
Yeah, hopefully the surgery goes well.
Keeping
his
spirits up.
He's okay.
Or maybe when I saw the original tweet, I read it to where he was okay.
He was cancer free.
Yeah,
because as soon as you said cancerous, I thought, wait a second.
I thought this was a cancer free tweet, and it wasn't. So I will go ahead and take that L. Maybe the biggest L, though.
Cancerous, cancer free.
Yeah, bro.
Tomato, tomato.
Should we just go to break now and get to LA? Gosh dang it. All right, on a Friday.
Gosh dang it. All right. That was tremendous.
Oh, my God.
Walchuk. Does that mean it's not?
Yeah. Jeez. That was biggest L, biggest dub.
And you were realizing it as you're reading it, you're realizing. Oh, crap.
Big dub to Dickie V. It's cancerous.
Jeez.
Oh, no, that's awful.
And it comes full circle, though, because we just got the announcement.
Yes.
He's about to call a Duke game, right? Or
he
has
is,
he done it yet?
He's
called
a Duke game. Cancer free.
Cancer free.
Yes, Dickie V. That's our guy. Dickie V.
Hey. You know what? Hey. You thought Milwaukee was a state?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I did at one point. There was a time.
There was one night.
Hey, Blake, you up, bro? You all right?
Yeah. That's right, Blake.
You're all right.
Right on track.
Yep.
He's on pace.
Gosh, these are great days.
Here we go.
Yeah.
One more thing. If I told you an amateur porn shoot got a gas station to possibly close.
I'm asking, where is this gas station and how can I get there, baby?
It's closed. They're not.
And what state do you think it would be in?
Florida.
Rhode Island.
Louisiana.
You would all be wrong. And shocking news this evening.
Kentucky. Oh,
man.
It's Milwaukee.
Oh.
That's not a state.
Wisconsin?
That's Wisconsin. The state is Wisconsin.
I'm out of here.
Well, Colby Sapp there, Wisconsin.
Colby Sapp, dude. Reggie, quickly. With the geographical understanding of my mistake. That was.
Know.
But Walt, I think Walchuk actually
I'd
stole the show on that one. Walchuk stole the show.
With the
I'm asking, where is it? How can I get there?
Wow.
Yeah. That was pretty marriage, kid. Well, wild time in life.
That's good.
Delicious.
Oh, my bad. I'm just. So wow. I said a lot right there. It's still in my head. I'm sorry. How about this one? What did you got? leaking confidence on a tease? Oh, boy.
No Mavericks surprise. Are playing tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, they are against the Bulls, and we are about to go around the rim basketball. Or are we basketballing right now?
No, we're not going to basketball.
Did you give me the wrong? I feel like I'm
we're
looking at the
basketball.
Wrong.
We're not going to basketball. I'll go ahead and take this because you've completely fumbled all over yourself.
Excellent work there.
We've
Eric.
Got
Thank
some.
You,
we there's some Rangers news. We are the home of the Texas Rangers here. Texas Rangers baseball 105.3 the fan.
the pandemic dynamics,
listen,
man.
I think the whole thing was crap. That was really bad on both of our ends.
It was top tier.
Terrible. That was good. It's all right. We didn't rim there.
Wow.
Well, I have to play this one before we get out of here for sure. You misunderstood a question from my man, Brian Broaddus. I've never heard this one before. Maybe I have. I'll be hearing it for the first time. Happy birthday to you, buddy.
Thank you.
Which okay, if you could hook up with a sport.
Oh my God. Jeez, Broaddus.
I'm just saying, if you could hook up with a sport, which sport would you hook up with?
I gotta narrow it down to one.
That's what I'm saying.
You could probably find some really good soccer.
I'm a pigskin
soccer
guy
gals.
Myself.
Soccer,
the track and field.
Track and field.
Wait,
beach
okay.
Volleyball.
When you said the sport, I thought you just meant like which sport do you love so much that you want to just literally make love to the sport? That
no,
was football.
No, no,
I'm
no,
sorry,
no,
I misunderstood
no, no.
the question.
Why?
We've had some batty gymnasts.
What? What? Wolchuk was doing a nice job in there. Good journalism.
It was some good journalism.
Some batty gymnasts. Really good analysts there. Well, what was Broaddus's question? If you could hook up with a sport.
Yeah. I kind of get why you thought that.
I thought he meant like just you love a sport so much. Yeah. Wow, I forgot about that.
That's a batty gymnast.
It's a great question. What sport did Brian have in mind?
Oh, I was thinking the gymnast.
Oh, were you?
I told you about the gymnast.
But Dawson, we were watching so much volleyball, too.
Yeah, we were watching a lot of volleyball.
Yeah.
Some of those college softball teams look pretty athletic.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm telling you about them gymnasts. They're amazing when they're young. When they get older, they turn into little buff dwarfs. Strong as hell, mean as ever because they're athletic.
Hey,
and they, you know,
strong as hell.
They're strong
those
as
dwarfs
hell.
Can be very aggressive.
Very much. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Very aggressive.
One night. Was that at Duke's in Addison?
Yeah.
They had the – remember Richard Hunter used to bring in the dwarf wrestling?
He sure did.
Oh, yeah.
No way.
And those
yeah,
boys
you'd run into it behind the scenes. They're going to the bar. They're looking to fight.
Yeah.
They're all worked up.
They're so ornery. They're just ornery as hell.
Very jeez, confident, too.
Calm down.
Short tempers.
They'll look you in your knee and tell you they're going to whoop your ass.
They will. And then they will.
Yeah.
Stan Campbell.
They'll really fight a big cat. Why am I thinking of Zero?
Yeah, I know. He's very dwarfy.
I love you, Zero.
He is he is too. He got them little jeans. His jeans are so little. I want to know where he gets them sometimes.
Tough skins.
He hit me up. He was like, hey, I got some hand-me-down clothes if your four-year-old needs it. I was like, all right.
All right, man, that's it.
Thank you, Lucius.
Thanks, Lucius.
The B-Day roast of Eric Chiafalo here in the G-Bag Nation. If you have a gift for him, still have about 18 minutes to get up here. We're at Brass Tap in Rockwall. It's brought to you by our friends at Stella Artois. And we'll be back with the crosstalk. We'll find out what they have cooking on the Fan After Dark tonight coming up next year in the nation. Well, thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. And it's time to hand it off now to the Fan After Dark with Fred and Blake. And gentlemen, good evening to you. How the heck are you?
Feeling great. I'm really glad the fan cam isn't on this side because you would just see me twisting a mic trying to get it to sit straight.
And happy birthday, man. You're big time when Brian Purdy is letting the entire Odyssey Dallas world know that it's your birthday today. So shout out to Eric Chiafalo.
Hey, thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate that. And thanks for the reminder for letting me send the thank you email.
Yeah,
there you go.
Hey. Any fun dinner plans, Chief?
No, we did a little Sunday family post-church AFC championship, NFC championship food bonanza. So going home to, who knows, hopefully the wife dialed something up.
What was
nice.
What was the protein of choice Sunday?
On Sunday, let's see, what did we do on Sunday?
Already forgot.
We had a bunch of Italian food actually.
Okay.
We ran it back with the ziti.
Ziti is the best.
The buffet. A little muffet action.
Are you a dessert guy?
Yeah, I am a dessert guy. We had the vanilla bluebell paired with the M&M infused brownies. Hot cold combination.
That's awesome.
And somebody I just couldn't say no. Couldn't stop.
That's delicious.
Chiafalo, given the spelling and pronunciation of your last name, Blake and I went back and forth yesterday. I say Steve Spagnuolo. How do you pronounce Spags' last name?
Yeah, I'm with you. He's Spagnuolo.
Thank you.
Okay. I mean, I'm not. That's it. I don't it's really care. Day. I thought it was Spagnuolo, but we'll take Spagnuolo. Nola.
It's an O, though, right?
Not it is an O. It is an O.
Okay.
You actually pronounce the O on that one. Sometimes the O can fool you.
The O goes A.
What do you say, Brian?
Spagnuolo.
Kind of a little in-betweener.
Yeah. Known the guy for a little bit. He never said anything different to me when I said something to him.
But you always said Spags.
I said Sace, but yeah.
What's up, Spags?
Steve. Hey, Steve.
I was going to say, is he a Steve or a Spags guy in person?
Oh, he's a Spags.
Okay.
He's a Spags in person.
Makes sense.
Ends with an O, though, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Spagnuolo.
It does, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Steve Spagnuolo.
I think that's how I got off the wrong page with Mickey all those years ago, calling him Spagnuolo. And he's a la. Yeah, he's a la. He's a
yeah,
la.
So he's Spagnuolo.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
what you get it mixed up with, Mickey.
That's it.
What are you there?
What is the greatest birthday of your lives? What was the best year? Is it 16? Is that 21? Is it 18? Is it 8? You know, maybe you got the perfect Batman birthday cake like I did.
I got my first bike at 8 years old, so 8 did come in pretty clutch for Freddie D, I got to say.
Now, when you say bike, do you mean like mini bike or pedaling bicycle?
Pedaling bicycle. So, you know, my family was a little all over the place, so yeah, man. Didn't get a bike till I was 8. We lived in an apartment complex. My dad said, hey, jump on it and go, and jumped on it, went down this hill.
Jump
on the rest is history. So had no idea, even didn't even know how to ride a bike. Just jumped on it and... There we go.
What was that, what was at the bottom of that hill?
Well,
the main road.
The main road. Yes. Main road. That's exactly right.
Traffic. Keep going, buddy.
Shout out to Fred too. Just throwing caution to the wind. He just figured. But you know what? That's what you did in 1989. Nobody worried Absolutely. About stuff like that. So
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, no, we have similar stories in our household. It was a different time. I don't even think kids these days know how to ride a bike.
What bikes were y'all riding? Were you guys Schwinn guys, Mongoose guys, maybe a Dino if you were getting...
See, I had a Dino like at 13, so...
Dinos were sick.
With the pegs?
What?
Yeah.
What? Always with the pegs, dude. We gotta hop a neighbor, come on back, and let's go.
Hop a neighbor, yeah.
Yep.
My parents had it in their mind, like right as at the time I'm coming into being bike age, they had it in their mind that those kind of bikes were dangerous, so they had to get me the one with the banana seat.
You know, you have a little basket in the front.
No basket in the front, but not a lot of high performance.
You're
couldn't jump
like
that
E.T.
thing. Just a cruiser. And that was my bike until I was like 13 or 14 and mountain bikes came around. So I totally, I missed the.
Everybody went off the trail and Dawson's like, I'll see you on the other side.
And my parents were like, winning, you safe.
It's like Pee Wee Herman riding a bike.
We'll meet you guys there.
They actually got me a badass bike and brought it home for my birthday, and I got to ride it for like 30 minutes, and they're like, oh no,
this is too much.
Yeah. We got to get one he can't jump. Like, what the hell? All right, here they come, the Fan After Dark, Fred and Blake. Thanks so much to the Brass Tap here in Rockwall for having us out, and our sponsors with Stella Artois. We'll be at the Omni on Friday with Stella, so salute to them and salute to you. Thanks to all the Tolos who joined us. Thanks to Lucius Alexander, the Pimp Cup at Master Control, Brian Broaddus, Wolchuk and Chiafalo, and Ruben Portillo, Remote Engineering. Until tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. At ease.